Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. Hope you're having an awesome day and a great week. Today, I want to talk about the importance of realigning with the customer experience. In the end, only three things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. That was by Buddha. In today's crowded marketplace, with demanding customers, shortening product life cycles, and constant innovation, it is imperative for organizations to closely align with the customer's experience. Companies that make the investment into delighting the customer along the customer life cycle will reap significant benefits: enhanced customer loyalty, brand differentiation, and ultimately higher shareholder value. Given how obvious this is, it still surprises me as to how many B2B sales calls still focus on how great the company's product and solutions are, the features and benefits of its offerings, and its price competitiveness. What is glaringly conspicuous by its absence is really understanding what the customer needs, their priorities, concerns, fears, needs, and then showing how your solution can help solve their issues. It's about the customer, not about you or your company's products and services. In fact, research has shown the more you focus and doubt your products, features and benefits, the worse off your engagement with your prospect is going to be. It's a declining curve. It all starts with the customer-centric, employee focus and mindset that is cross-functional and bottom-top. This will ensure that operational silos are broken down and the customer is at the core of every interaction and touchpoint. Effective omni-channel marketing, sales, and customer service will become a reality only if each employee across the organization adopts a customer-first approach and is enabled to do the right thing for the customer. Both Wall Street and Main Street will reward this paradigm shift in myriad ways while increasing customer switching costs to build long-term engagement and brand value. This, while may seem obvious and logical, in many cases is not that easy to do. It's like the iceberg illusion, where people see a person's success. What they see is only the top of the iceberg. What they don't see under the iceberg, which is much larger than what is visible, is all the courage, the hard work, the persistence, the changes, the doubts, the struggle, the risk, the discipline, the late nights, all the sacrifices the person has made, all the disappointments they've gone through, all the failures they've had to get by, all the action they took, all the good habits. They don't see all that is under the water and which contributes to the success they see above the water. That is the iceberg illusion. The same thing applies to realigning with the customer experience. Focus on them, not on you. In any sales interaction, the customer should be speaking 80% of the time and telling you about them, their needs, their problems, why they're here, how they got here, where they want to go, how you can help them, and you then do the remaining 20%. It's all about the customer. Make them your priority. Make them your focus, and good things will happen. Thanks for listening. Let me know your thoughts. Have an awesome day and a great week ahead. This is Sal Selly. See you soon. Bye.